Officer Robert Merritt, who's with the police department. He's their public information officer, if you will. I get a lot of information for Officer Merritt, and we appreciate him greatly. How are you, sir?
Good, Tony. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Thanks for being on. Tell me about Guns for Groceries, the buyback program.
Well, it's something that we're partnered with the city of Lansing, so we're excited about it. It's coming up this Saturday the 18th at the Tabernacle of David Church, which is on West Holmes, 2645 to be exact, on West Holmes. Well, the program is basically like it sounds. It's a gun buyback. We're actually exchanging gift cards for people that bring in guns.
All right, $100 Meijer gift cards. How many... an additional $50 gift cards for each assault weapon. How many weapons do you hope to get in, and what do you hope to accomplish by the program?
Well, you know, we're hoping to get as many as possible. It's tough to put a number on it, but the more the merrier and the better. Anything is, you know, we started this, we launched this with the perception that, listen, even if we just get one at this buyback and it possibly prevents a future crime, then it'll be a success. So we're hoping for a lot more than one, but... and when you say assault weapons, I mean, we give it additional $50 for a weapon that's maybe been modified. Assault weapon traditionally is something that has numerous rounds that can go in the magazine or the clip that people call it, or a modified like sawed-off shotgun, things of that nature. So we're looking for any firearm that works. However, we're given additional money for one that's been modified that still works.
All right. And what kind of firearms can I bring? My revolver, semi-automatic?
Yeah, anything. Actually, for that matter, we'll go right down to a BB gun to a fake gun. However, BB gun or fake guns don't qualify for the actual gift card. However, we'll take them and destroy them for the owners just as well as we will for the working real firearm. Yeah, revolver, semi-automatic. You know, doing some research on this, what happens is there's a lot of guns that go sitting around in houses, or families have got it that been passed down from, you know, older generation, and just is sitting around. And those are the guns that, when people maybe are victimized of a burglary, those are the guns that wind up on the streets and are involved in the crimes. And that's what we're looking for, is the people say, listen, we've got a gun that's been sitting around for quite some time. Let's go get a gift card and get some groceries in exchange, as opposed to maybe having that gun fall into the wrong hands. You know?
All right. And you want to make sure that people know no questions will be asked, and people on their way to sell or to give back the guns need to make sure they're stored safely.
You know, exactly. That's exactly right. There's no questions asked. So, but what we really want the public to know is that you legally need to transport the weapon properly. I mean, no questions asked are when you arrive to the event, you walk up, you hand us a firearm. We'll have firearms instructors as well as officers that have been trained to make sure the gun is in working condition, and then they'll receive a gift card.
All right. Thanks so much, Officer Merritt.
Thank you for having me, Tony.